Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It's Rachel Lamper with Perfectly Loved featuring Toby Mac, taking us to just a couple of seconds before 10 past 5. Now, I must say, a couple of weeks ago, like I said to you earlier on, I went on to Facebook, actually, and I saw from a good friend, I call him Uncle Tapelo, and he had posted something, about... he posted something about his niece who was part of a pageantry and just traveling the world and doing the most. And I've got her with me this afternoon, Queen Ntabeleng. Good afternoon and welcome to Radio Pulpit, my love.
Hello.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
You know, a lot of us are like queen for a little one, but if you have worked so hard for it, should you not be called queen?
I think so, I should.
I love that. Now, Queen Ntabeleng, you are Miss Teen Universe South Africa 2024, or are you in the running? Tell us, my love, about this pageantry. Fill us in.
So I started modeling when I was 4 years old, and like it felt very good. And to win this title, it has been a dream come true. And like I'm so happy, and like this title means a lot to me. So I am so happy.
I love the sound of that. What makes you so confident? You know, I watched you on that runway and I thought, hey, Bo, how old are you, by the way?
I am 9 years old, turning 10 next year.
Turning 10 next year only?
Yes.
And you are so confident. Who do you take this confidence from?
I take it from mom and dad.
Mom and dad. I like the sound of that. So where was the pageantry held? Tell me, my love, where was it? And maybe remind us of that day. How did you feel? What happened?
On that day, I felt nervous and I just walked and like I was so scared and nervous. But I just kept on praying and praying. And then, like, my dream just came true.
Aww.
And I was in Durban that day, and, like, it was very busy. But I made some friends, and it was very nice. And, I can't say anything else.
Oh, my love. I understand. I absolutely understand. So who helps you practice? Because I see daddy is very involved with your work. Do you have an agency or does mommy and daddy help you with your walks and your confidence?
Daddy mostly helps me and pushes me to do my routines and to practice.
Oh, wow. And then you're always ready. Where's daddy? Because I want daddy somewhere here because I really just need to hear from daddy. Because look, you are the queen. Daddy is the champion of the story. Where is daddy? I'd love to see his face somewhere. Where's daddy? I really just want to have a chat. Hello, daddy. I see you on the corner.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you, daddy. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Maybe fill us in, Daddy. What does it mean for you to have birthed such an amazing, young, and successful girl? Because this is success, I must tell you.
Yes, this is really, it feels very good, I must say.
Yeah.
And we've been getting a lot of support from you, the media, the colleagues, and everyone. And for me, as I say, sometimes when you have a child, you start to be selfish, don't want them to play outside. But for her, it's for everyone, as we have said. We have been already going out in the world.
Yeah.
And then we are going again for a second experience international, and that's what I'm saying. This is for us, for the community, and to show other kids that they can do it.
Yeah.
And also for other parents to bring that support for the young ones. Yeah,
I love that because, like I said, it's not very common for daddies. Maybe you can also attest when you travel with her. How many daddies do you see there? Unless mommy's also there, then it's mommy and daddy. But you're always just there.
It's a wonderful experience, but yeah, there's extremely few, especially in South Africa, I must say. It's very tough. But when we went outside, that's where you get other daddies who are supporting their princesses, you know.
Yeah.
But here at home, you feel very lonely as a father attending a pageant.
I know. The best conversations you can have is with your queen and nobody else because there's hardly any dads.
No, really. That's what I'm saying. It's very tough. But yeah. I don't feel like that because most of the time I know I put her first.
Yeah.
And that's really encouraging me. And with the fact that she brings most of the results.
Yeah.
That really, really, really satisfies me.
I love that. Now, before I let you go, because I want to go back to my queen, what would you say to dads out there? And I know this, listen, it's no excuse if you're no longer with the mom. I think there's always a role one can play. So what would you say to dads, especially dads with daughters? Because earlier on, I was talking to Pastor Lebo Mashile, and we both actually could relate in that we did not have very present fathers in our lives. And what does it really mean as you watch your little one grow and become the best that she can, even in the pageantry space, and you as the dad is there? So what would you say to our dads listening right now?
For me, Luca, and to other dads who are listening, even to their spouses, we need to break that chain that fathers are not present.
Mm.
Whether it's a lady or your child is a girl or it's a boy, you know, we have that thing that if it's a boy, at least I can go to a soccer. If it's a lady, I can't watch. So we really need to fight against that syndrome,
yeah,
that stigma, and be present fathers. And then as fathers, as I say, you especially when the child is small, that's where you mold them, that's where you help them, so they can, you really do little when now they are grown up, because you have really laid a good foundation for them.
Wow, I love the sound of that. Thank you, Daddy. Please, back to my queen now, because I think we have a Miss South Africa in the making here, guys. I want you to look at her face if you are live on Facebook. And one day you are going to remember this conversation I had with Queen Thabelang. Tell me, my baby, where are you going next? Because I hear you're traveling the world. Where's the next stop?
The next stop is entertainment. I am going to Milan.
Sure.
In Milan Fashion Week is in Italy. And I can't wait to go and experience more and meet new people and
see
new stuff.
Wow, I love the sound of that. Would you love to enter the huge Miss South Africa one day? Are you going there? Should we expect you?
Yes.
Ah, I'm so happy. I'm so happy to hear that. You know, my love, I'm actually looking at you. And I must say, I was looking at you. You're a beautiful, dark-skinned girl. And I'm so happy that you're going for it. Because when we were young and we were growing up, they'd always tell us, you're too dark. No, you're not light enough to go and model and whatnot. But you're showing your age mates that, hey, the confidence, the beauty is there, so go for it. So what would you say to those that are your age and older that would like to follow in your footsteps?
That they must not listen to others that discourage them. They must listen to others that encourage them and to go forward. And I want to inspire those also to not be like, not listen to those, and that anything can happen.
Yep.
Don't leave your dreams. Your dreams will come true.
Yep.
If you push on yourself and don't leave, that you can't do it, because you can do it.
Oh, I love that. I see you also have social media pages, my baby. So how do you want us to support you? What can we do to support you? If you know, you can tell us, or you can even ask Daddy to help you. What can we do as the listeners of Radio Pulpit to support you? How can we follow? Where are social media pages? Where do we find you?
I think my father can do it.
Yes, Daddy, please, as we say goodbye to my baby, how do we support you?
Yes, thank you. The handle on Facebook, it's Queen Ntabeleng. And the one for Instagram is Ntabi 783. And we are also on TikTok. It's Ntabeleng, Queen Ntabeleng also.
Yeah.
So go and follow us and also get inspiration there. It's really lovely. As I said, this is a journey. We are going forward. And, you know, we will see you one day as a Miss South Africa or Miss World.
Definitely, definitely both, actually. Thank you so much. Back to Ntabeleng, before we say goodbye, my baby, tell me, school. Are you still at school? How do you balance school and pageantry? Do you go to school and come back and practice? What do you do? I want to make sure you still go to school.
Yes, I still go to school. I go and learn, and I go and see my teachers, and also I go to see my teachers, my friends, and also, yes, I do come back and practice every single day, do content. And yet, I still go to school.
I love the sound of that. Okay, my baby, we love you so much at Radio Pulpit. And we really are going to be praying for you. We're praying that God keeps you and that He continues to make you win these pageants as you also pray to Him to bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
It is Queen Ntabeleng Nonkasa. What a beautiful, sweet young lady. She will continue to be a queen throughout the world.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.